It's another year, and it's another Dancing with the Stars coming up November 9th at the Member 2 Trade and Convention Center. A familiar face, Debbie Keating, one of the organizers with Dancing with the Stars. Welcome back again.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having us.
We also like to welcome to the program Travis Stone. Travis is an avid curler as well, and actually heading out to the championship coming up in Barrie, Ontario. So I cannot forget that name. You're a dancer this year. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me. And yes, I am a curler, and now apparently I'm a dancing star as well this year. So really looking forward to it.
Now, we're going to get to you and your dancing moves coming up in just a little bit. But for folks that are just tuning in, Deb, tell us a bit about what's going on with Dancing with the Stars this year.
Well, Bill, we have eight great teams working hard, getting ready for their numbers, and things are moving on schedule. And we want to encourage everybody to, if they can't get tickets for their event, that they can get together and watch it. And we have some watch parties coming up as well. So encourage that people get together.
So if folks want to watch, how can they go about doing that?
Well, they can tune in on live stream, and you can go on the hospice website and that can connect to that as well. But for example, Lori Kennedy's having one at the Meyer Boat Club. And so create your own ideas, your own groups, and get together, because this is going to be a fun event this year.
Last year, over the top, I wasn't there, but there was quite a few people from the radio station. They thought it was absolutely incredible and pulled off an incredible show. And this year, we have a whole new cast of dancers, and that's where Travis comes in. Now, Travis, I know Debbie for the last couple of years. I think you were just persuaded just a little bit to be part of this dance troupe, right?
Absolutely. Debbie has a way with words and gets you to commit, and I'm excited to do it. So I was honored to be asked by Debbie and the team. So really looking forward to putting my dancing shoes on and showing you what I've got.
So really, when it comes down to it, I mean, it's a great night to get out there and have some fun and do some dancing. Really, the end result is raising money for palliative care, and you just never know when that we could be using that in the future, or maybe some of our family could be using it, and it's just a great way to give back and have some fun.
Absolutely. Anyone at any point in time, someone in your family, yourself, could be affected by any type of illness and require the services of hospice and palliative care, and I'm sure most people in our community have had it touch them in some sort of way. So it's an honor to be involved, but also to help raise money for this very worthy cause, especially through this dance project.
When you approached Travis, Debbie, you thought for sure, since he's a younger guy, that he would be doing something hip-hop, but that's not the case.
Well, I have to tell you this story. So I met Travis through the curling club, and Travis has gone into the curling club and revitalized the whole thing. When you walk in, we were just embraced, and it's just so vibrant and full of life. You just feel fantastic being part of that whole culture. But Travis, yes, I thought, now I've got him pegged as a hip-hop guy, but he surprised me and said, Debbie, I want to do salsa. Well, this number is going to be very, very creative. Danielle Corum, who I met at a gala one time, mentioned that she was involved with some salsa. Her mom is a salsa instructor and a dancer herself, Iris Kedmi. And Travis may be able to tell you a little bit more without divulging the little tips of the program. It's the number to see. It fell into place, and it just the biggest surprise of all three events that we've done so far.
Now, Travis, this dance, I'm not familiar with a lot of dance, but when I hear salsa, this is some pretty sexy moves with salsa, right?
You know it, and that's what we're going for. Danielle and Iris have been fantastic teachers and have had a lot of patience, obviously, with me, but we are going all out. We want to put on a show, and we are testing ourselves as well. We've put a lot of hours in and still have some time to go, but we want to make it as entertaining for everybody and put on a show for everyone that's coming out and for on the live stream as well.
You know, Debbie, this might be X-rated come the end of the day.
I know one thing. The dances this year are exceptional. And they're all putting their heart and soul into this. I'll tell you, it's going to be one great night of entertainment. And I wish we could pack another 2,000 people into the room, but I hope that everybody gets to watch it live stream.
Last year, raising a ton of money. So do you have a goal this year?
Well, you know, we find that this year there are so many nonprofits looking for money. Look, we've come out of COVID and things are really tight. I'm not going to put a number or a figure in mind, but we're just so appreciative of any amount that comes through. You know, people are so generous as far as hospice palliative care. They just contribute, and we're just so grateful for that. And this event is so unique that there's just an excitement. I just get excited myself. I love doing this event.